A draft declaration of the summit seen by Kyoto News shows that Japan and the PIF are expected to oppose changes to the status quo by coercion, as language often used by Tokyo and partners in veiled reference to China's military expansion in the South China Sea and heightened competition between Beijing and Washington for the loyalty of Pacific nations, with Kiribati, Samoa, and Fiji all recently signing agreements with China for police training and the Solomon Islands signing a defense pact with China in 2022. To quote, counter China's clout, Tokyo is offering money, $380 million for development aid over 3 years to bring the islands closer to Japan. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.